Chaos in US airports with delayed flights and endless queues at security control. The government shutdown has not just left severe staff shortages, but some 13,000 air traffic controllers and 50,000 security agents working unpaid. The Federal Aviation Administration decided to stabilize the situation by cutting 10% of air traffic across 40 airports, which could further affect travelers. Airlines have 36 hours to slash flights after the U.S. Transportation Secretary announced cuts to transport hubs across 24 states. Among them are the busiest airports like New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, and Dallas.
There'll be frustration. We are working with the airlines. They're going to work with passengers. But in the end, our sole role is to make sure that we keep this airspace as safe as possible.
The FAA's reduction plan, which excludes international flights, will begin at a 4% cut on Friday before escalating to a 10% cut next week. While airlines like Delta Air and American Airlines moved to reassure panicked passengers by offering refunds, the White House took a different approach. President Trump stated on Thursday that despite the reduced air traffic, it is still safe for Americans to fly.